5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
As part of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 6:54 p.m.
6:54 is, of course, 4:56 backwards, but that just doesn't matter. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and this is, of course, the traditional time for beginning the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And whereas that sounds like quite the authoritative title, all it really means is that I'm the guy drinking the tea. Yeah, and I know you're just dying to know, what are we drinking today? Oh, we're drinking the Che Guan Yin. That's right, the Iron Goddess of Mercy. And in fact, I'm going to need some more of this because it's just so delicious. Oh. Oh my God. It's so good, it's not even funny. Alright, speaking of things that aren't funny, we're not going to try to do any numbers today because regular listeners are aware that Numbers Lady has contracted the COVID-19 or something equally as dysfunctionizing. I'm just making up words because I can. I'm also leaving that room. Gotta go upstairs because I gotta, well, we need to check the temperature. We got another blazingly hot day. It's gonna hit 100 degrees Fahrenheit, call it 34 C, and we're getting close to 90 already. And I'm up earlier than usual because it is just way too damn hot. We also got a lot of stuff to fit in today. Kind of having an exciting day today, but the first thing we need to do is listen to the progress of my little song. So, what do we got? Give me some of that swamp, and we'll dial some of that thumping weirdo beat in here. Where's that at? There it is. And then, of course, we got the rhythm guitar. And we got a little bit of this now, a little bit of lead line. Yeah, it's still a little cheesy. And it's all one take. And this is probably the coolest part. And I think we'll save this. Probably the coolest part right there, the transition from that weird little spot and then into back to the regular thing. You know, this isn't any kind of finished product by any means. The whole point of this, quote, song, end quote, is just to give me an idea of how I want to arrange what I basically have already, which is two parts. And when I say parts, I don't mean, you know, like lead guitar part and a rhythm guitar part. I mean the actual sort of A and B parts of a song, which you're hearing there. But I don't like the way that I've arranged sort of the beginning. Basically, I thought that was the way I was going to go. But once I sort of created that modulation, that little key change that isn't really a key change, it's an implied key change that is sort of a key change, but not... Okay, a little bit of trickiness there by me. You're welcome. And, of course, you were hearing the monitor mix. That was not any kind of finished mixed product. That was just how I was listening to it when I recorded the lead guitar part last night. And, well, you know, I just did it. I was... Basically, last night at about 2:30 a.m., I was practicing. I was playing against that track, or playing to that track. And... I played a really good one, and I thought, oh, geez, I should have recorded that. That was pretty good. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll just record it this next time through. So I started over. I started recording this time, and I got about 2 minutes into it, and I really, really messed it up, and I had to bail out. And so then I started over and played straight through, and it was good enough, and that's what you heard. There's no overdubs. There's no individual part overdubs. Obviously, this is multi-tracked, but there's no punch-ins or anything like that. I will keep working on that just to see where I want to go with it. Now it's a matter of what else do I want to put into it? Do I want to put a bass line to it? Am I going to have to get a bass? Am I going to want to add other stuff? This song has already sort of gotten away from what I intended it to be to begin with. But that's pretty much just the story of everything I do musically. Most things do not... I'll come up with an idea for something and say, oh, I want to do blank. And then when I try to do blank, something else comes out that is also is interesting, but not the thing that I was originally going for. Good tea. Wow, it's just so ridiculously good. But enough about the new song. You can hear more about that later. I'll be messing with that some more, probably. Maybe, maybe not. Why do I say maybe not? Because the package that I was expecting came in the mail this morning, nice and early. And I have it right here in front of me. What's in the package? Well, this would be my looper pedal. And I'm going to finish drinking this cup of tea. It's so good. And then we're going to open the package. So here we go. One package. It is a padded envelope, except there's obviously a box in it, so it's greatly distended. It is addressed to me at my address in my city, in my state, in the United States of Ham-America. So we'll take out a knife, and then we will slice. Oh, so slicey. Inside the envelope is a box. Ho, 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 ho. Anything else in the envelope? No. Ooh, inside the envelope is a box. It's a black box. And it says mini pedal on it, embossed in foil, in a very sort of plain, maybe Helvetica semi-bold font. There is a silver sticker with a black serial number on the top of the box that reads M00775. I cannot open the box. Oh, it is taped on the bottom. And here on the bottom we have some tape, to which I will apply a generous quantity of knife. Beep, whip. And the other side, beep, whip.
Also on the bottom of the box is a sticker with a barcode on it.
All right, we returned the knife to the knife resting place and we open the box. And it's sliding open. Boom, it opens up. The first thing in the box we have is a USB cable. Standard to mini one or two, I don't know. And then under that we've got a form-fitted piece of foam with the pedal in a bag wedged in it. And there's a manual at the bottom. Get out there, get out of the box, you manual. Okay, got the manual. Oh, and there's something else in here too. What is this card telling me? Oh, I can get a coupon for 20% of all products. So this is Amazon store or something that I'm not going to pay any attention to whatsoever, because I got to open this bag, little miniature bag, and here's the pedal. Oh, dun dun dun! I love it. It's black. It's small. It's heavy. What are the dimensions? It is approximately 1 1/8 or 1 1/4 inches by 2.5 inches by 1 1/4 inches deep metal case. Oh, for all my friends who don't understand stupid American, this is 2.5 by 7 by 2.5 centimeters. It's got an input jack. It's got an output jack. And they're offset, of course, because it's so small. It's got a knob. It's got two little clicky buttons. And it's got a big foot switch. Ooh. I like that switch a lot already. Oh, so awesome. It's cool. It's got a little knob on the top, and it's got the little increment, decrement buttons. And this is a screen, but you can't tell because it just is nice and black, and we haven't powered it up yet. And we've got the manual. Dun, dun, dun. What's it say in the manual? I don't know, because the print is, let's see. It is 0.04 point Helvetica that I can't read. Wait, yeah, I can read it. Okay. Preface. Oh, I just ate preface, but thanks anyway. Thank you for purchasing the Looper Pro. In order to let you easily experience the product, we are equipped with a detailed user manual, which you can... Wait. We are equipped with a detailed user manual from which you can get the information of the product and the knowledge of how to use it. Oh, how very convenient. I do speak English, and so I'm going to get a lot of safely experience this product. Awesome. Oh, awesome. The power supply. Please ensure that the maximum operating voltage of the 9 volt 10% power transformer with negative inside and positive outside is not more than 10 volts. Otherwise, it may cause equipment... Yeah, it doesn't come with a power supply, but luckily I already have one. Electrical interference, blah, blah, blah. Placed. Yeah. What does it say? Placed. Direct sunlight, heat source, magnetic field, high temperature or moist district, high humidity, strong oscillation, shaking. I think they mean do not place this in these conditions, but it just says placed. Like I said, I speak English real good. Okay, main features, just all your standard stats. Control panel, power input, loop level knob. Am I really gonna read this? Yeah, but, you know, not right now. Let's see, operation instructions without recorded data. Operation instructions with recorded data. I think what this is telling me is that I can input files to this. I could put a, if I were to create
a loop somewhere. I think I can dump it in here. Because I can dump the stuff out of it. Oh, now it's showing me some things. And here's loop instructions. The pedal provides 9 loops, each of which can be independently edited and used by pressing up and down to switch loops. Okay, fine. USB connector. Blah, blah, blah. How to hook shit up. Blah, blah, blah. Plug it in. Tuning function. What? It's got a tuner built in? Well, of course it does. Press the 2 buttons simultaneously to turn on off the tuning mode. The output will be mute. There are 5 LEDs for tuning display. LED 1 and 2, pitch is lower. LED 3, pitch is good. LEDs 4 and 5, pitch is higher. Okay, so it has a built-in guitar tuner. Or, you know, chromatic type of tuner of some kind. That's great. I'm looking forward to playing with this a great deal today. Unfortunately, you are not going to hear this on the show. I mean, I just got this thing. Literally, less than, well, actually, not entirely sure, but less than 2 hours ago. And when I woke up, I had to eat my breakfast. I had to do a whole bunch of stuff and get ready. And I literally just opened this. And so I will play with this today some and maybe a little bit tomorrow. And you'll hear it at some point in time, I'm sure. Because you got to ask yourself, do you really want to listen to me sit around and noodle through a looper on a cigar box guitar when you could be doing something way more important, much more interesting, and something with a lot more potassium in it?
Banana-na-na.
That's right, you could be Benina.
Banina-na.
You could be Benina-na-na. Brenda.
Banana-na-na.
Banana-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And I know what you're thinking. You're just thinking, Tobe, are you just trying to deflect? Are you just trying to distract us and change the subject? Why would I do that?
Ancient Chinese secret.
No, it's not. There's no secrets. I don't keep secrets from my listeners. This is all really happening. It's all true. There's no fictional accounts here. A lot of significant others like to ask regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee,
yes, but what is that show all about?
Well, here's your answer. Verisimilitude. That's what it's all about. And inspiration. And I think I need some inspiration right now. And so, thanks for stopping in the middle of trying to play. We're going to do some B.B. King live. Stormy Monday. Thank you.
They call it Stony Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. Hey, they call it Stony Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse. And Thursday's also sad. Hey, the eagle flies on Friday. Saturday I go out and play. I said the eagle flies on Friday. Saturday I go out and play. Sunday I go to church. And I kneel down and I pray. I say, Lord, have mercy. Please have mercy on me. You know I'm crazy about my baby. God sent her back home to me.
Come on, BB, don't let the side guys have all this. Play the damn guitar. No, you have mercy on us, BB. Play the damn guitar. Come on, maybe this time around he'll jump back into it. Okay, that is definitely one way to do it. Oh my God, BB King with Stormy Monday Blues. That was pretty awesome, and that, my friends, is how to do it. If you're going to be blues guy, that's how you do it. And my God, how many sidemen did he have? That's like 9 guys there. There's a keyboard player playing piano and I think a little bit of organ. And a bass player, a brass line, an extra guitar player, and 2 drummers? 2 drummers? We needed 2 drummers? Okay, yeah, I can see where that might happen. This guy's the consummate professional. All he's got to do is talk his way through 2 verses of a song and the occasional chorus, play an introduction and an outroduction, Did he even throw any sort of riffs in there? That is how to do it. This is why I need sidemen, and I need the best sidemen, so I can just walk up to a microphone, hey, how's everybody doing tonight? Well, I got some kind of blues. And then I'll, you know, do some little riffages and let the side guys do all the work. Man, I'm gonna be a star. But now I need something a little different, so...
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
No. I was thinking more along the lines of Sun House with, oh, let's say, grinning in your face.
Don't yeah. you mind people grinning in your face? Don't mind people grinning in your face. Yeah, just bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? You know your mother will talk about you, your sisters and your brothers too. Yes, don't care how you're trying to live, they'll talk about you still. Yes, but bear who is in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Oh, just bear who is in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? You know they'll jump you up and down, they'll carry you all around and around. Just as soon as your back a turn, they'll be trying to crush you down. Yes, but bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Oh Lord, just bear who is in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face?
Yeah. There's a guy who knows how to do it. Talking about professional blues. Good Lord, there's a guy who's so good, he can't even be bothered to play his guitar half the time. Yeah. And when you're Sun House now, you don't have to. Man, that is so cool. Love that guy's voice. That's what blues voice is supposed to sound like. I don't particularly think I have blues voice because I haven't particularly endured any hardships in my life. Maybe I have. I guess it depends on who you ask and their opinion and or definition of the word hardship. But man, I think I'm lacking some kind of authenticity. But for all the authenticity that I lack, I do make it up with pure dubiousness. And that's what makes me the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. Tune in tomorrow when you might be able to hear me noodle around with my new looper pedal. That might be something we can do tomorrow. And maybe I should go mess with that now. Okay, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.